أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفغير الله أبتغي حكما وهو الذي أنزل إليكم الكتاب مفصلا والذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعلمون أنه منزل من ربك بالحق فلا تكونن من الممترين. وتمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا لا مبدل لكلماته وهو السميع العليم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 115 and 116 of Surah Al-An'am. After speaking about the truth and the reality of the Quraysh, that they will not bring iman in anything, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to send down the malaika, the dead were resurrected, all other things that had died were brought, everything brought in front of them, yet they would not accept iman. And more especially with regards to the fact that they had said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he should desist from speaking ill about their gods and their idols. Allah ta'ala says, أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا. Allah ta'ala is commanding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say that besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should I search for another hakam? Should I search for another judge? وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَابَ مُفَصَّلًا. Whilst it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had sent to you, O insan, the kitab, the Qur'an, mufassala, which is distinctively clear. It contains all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is categoric. Now when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has chosen me as a nabi, and Allah ta'ala had sent such a kitab, which is mufassal, it is distinctive, it is detailed, there is absolutely no doubt in any aspect of the Quran Sharif, then why should I look for another judge besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the most fair, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the best of all judges. The second aspect to it is, وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and those people to whom we have given the book, that is the Torah, the Injil, يَعْلَمُونَ, they know very well, أَنَّهُ مُنَزَّلٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ, that the Qur'an has been revealed with the truth, it is from Allah Rabbul Izzat. They have the full knowledge that this kitab is the kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Their judgment about the Qur'an has been obliterated, it has been misjudged, that is from their side. But like that, most of them had the knowledge that this is the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ, then do not become amongst those that will doubt, O reciters of the Qur'an. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about these qualities of the Qur'an Sharif, that it is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the best judge, and we should not have any doubt with regards to the Qur'an Sharif. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes this Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا, that the Qur'an is completely perfect. كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ, it is the kalima, it is the word of your Rabb, that is two descriptions. The perfection of the Qur'an shows in actual fact in every verse of the Qur'an Sharif that this is the perfect kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, it is the kalima of Allah, it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, sidqan, with full truth. In other words, there is absolutely no lie in this kitab of Allah ta'ala. And then wa adla, it is just. There is justice in every law of the Qur'an Sharif. The situations of the world will change, but the law of Allah Ta'ala has never changed. And this is the beauty of deen and the beauty of the Qur'an, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has adapted it for every situation. And hence some ulama have stated, wa adla, one is the adl of the Qur'an, and one is the i'tidal of the Qur'an. The adal of the Quran is the justice of the Quran. The i'tidal of the Quran is the moderation of the Quran. Like how we find halal, we find haram, permissible, impermissible. Like how we find makruh, we also find praiseworthy in the Quran. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has justly moderated this Quran in every aspect. We will find the rights of the parent, we will find the rights of the children. We find the rights of the husband, we find the rights of the wife. We find the rights of the mutasaddiq, the person that gives his charity also has a right. And the beggar also has a right. Nobody can intrude into the rights of others. This is the justice of the Quran Sharif, and this is the perfection of the Quran, that there is absolutely no doubt in it whatsoever. Then the next quality of the Quran, la mubaddila likalimati. There is none that can change the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Not even the word of the Quran, not even the meaning of the Quran, not even any aspect of the Quran Sharif can be changed, that one verse can be put before the other and another verse taken and put after that, or the words of the Quran be interchanged. There is no one that can do it. People that have tried from the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there was always a huge group that will correct it and a huge group that will absolutely not accept what others have said with regards to the Quran Sharif. People would have tampered, and even now they would tamper with the commentary of the Quran, the interpretation of the verses of the Quran. But there is that group from Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu up to this day until the day of Qiyamah, that will put right whatever was misinterpreted with regards to this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at this point, it is most important for us to remember the verse above, أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا. That should I find a judge besides Allah? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme judge, then we will leave it all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will leave it to the designated commentator of the Quran, that is our Rasulullah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In trying to tamper with the Quran, people have tried to tamper with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have come to us and they have said to us, like we see in Muslim countries today, that they will only accept those hadiths that are mutawatir and all others will be shunned. But that is not the case with the words of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is this effort of tad'eeful hadith, the effort of making the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam weak, and the whole eventual effort is to destroy the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the interpreter of the Quran. So neither the words of the Quran have been changed, nor would the interpretation of the Quran be changed from that group that will remain on steadfast in the group of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us in this group on haq, on that of the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is as-sami'. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all hearing. Whoever tries to change, obliterate the ayats of the Quran, Allah ta'ala hears it. And al-alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent these verses with the full knowledge and the full wisdom of Allah, that Allah ta'ala had balanced out our deen, and Allah ta'ala has kept us also as ummatan wasata, the ummah that is justly on moderation. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu alayka.